And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, the podcast is sponsored once again by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
Certified tick checkers. This is the world famous Big D and Bubba show.
Okay, here's the story. Bubba writes 99% of the scripts for those little,
for
you know,
David
those
Angel.
Little things for that David reads, right? Bubba's so proud of himself when he got this one.
Well, no, because I was like, no, I got a new one. It was for spring, and I'm like, hey, man, we're going to be certified tick checkers.
Yeah.
Certified tick checkers.
Yeah, that's not what it sounds like David's saying.
No, it doesn't.
So you're hearing that on the podcast for the very first time because that has never aired on the radio.
Yeah, the guys won't let me actually put it on the show because they're like, man, that sounds bad.
Carson, what is Dave saying right now? Don't repeat it. Just listen to it.
Certified tick checkers.
Well. How about that?
How about that?
God. And I'm like, man, I hear it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hear, I mean, I might have to go and overdub and go,
you know, I don't care.
I think spat. I did that so hard.
Any chance that someone will hear it the wrong way is good enough for me to say we don't ever need to run that.
Well, let me try this.
Certified tick checkers.
Nope.
No.
I'm trying to get
certified tick checkers.
Yeah, that kind of worked.
It literally took three times for me to figure out what he was actually trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, you win some, you lose some.
That's a loss. That's an L.
Hey.
Well, I feel like a failure
now. There's a big thing in front of that in the computer system that says, do not ever air this. But there you go. Only on the podcast.
It might air one day, and I'll put it on. I'll just slide it in. Nobody will be like wiser. And then like only people who've heard this podcast will think it's hilarious. Other people, they won't even notice it.
Marine somewhere. Listening on a base, holding a machine gun. He goes, did he just say they were certified? What now?
Certified tick checkers.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Somewhere there's a guy driving in his truck by himself going, ooh. So, you know.
Don't ask, don't tell.
To each their own, man. To each their own. Oops, sorry, I had the volume up.
Oh, yeah. So.
Wanda says, who has ticks? None of us have ticks right now. That was the thing, you know, like Brad Paisley. Mm-hmm. Check you for ticks, and it's sexy, and it's cute.
Oh, that's really cute.
It's comical.
Yeah.
And
it's
then,
until you find one.
Yeah.
By the way, for your dogs, for ticks, what do you do to take them off?
Well, when he has them, I've pulled them off with my fingers.
Okay, they have this little thing. It's a tick removal. It looks like a spoon almost. It's like a little spoon with a little pizza pie cut out of it.
Yeah.
And you get under the tick and you just pull it out. You don't ever squeeze it. It just scoops up.
Yeah.
And it's like pulling a nail. And it's brilliant.
Hmm.
It works so well. And I've used them on my kids. I mean, myself. I mean, you name it. So if you get a tick, that's the way to go, because then you don't squeeze it and break off a piece of the tick, and then it gets infected.
And then it comes back. And
yeah,
I have the meds that my dog takes, so it's supposed to, I guess it somehow repels the
it
ticks.
It doesn't work all the time, though.
Well,
and sometimes you forget.
He's doing okay. It's in my phone. It gives me an alert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I set it up on a calendar alert to give it to him.
Oh. Maybe that's what I need to do.
You guys ever had chiggers?
Yes.
Chiggers are the worst.
Chiggers suck.
Those are the worst. And they're so small. And then don't you feel like they're all over you right now?
Yeah. Not right now.
Like right now, don't you? Kind of feel them in the back of your neck?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you do.
Nope. I feel it on my forehead, though. Man, we talked about one time.
It's making me itchy
those
now.
Little, you know those little things? Like we talked about, what is it? Like there's 400,000 little tiny bugs that live in our eyelashes and eyebrows.
Mites?
Yeah, the mites. So you have all these little miniature bugs crawling around your eyelashes and eyebrows right now. Think about that. Think about the little bugs crawling in your eyebrows and eyelashes right now.
I wear so much makeup. I think it suffocates them.
I don't have enough hair, eyebrows.
I feel them now.
D doesn't have enough eyebrows for them to live in his eyebrows.
No.
Certified Tick Checkers.
Okay.
That is alarming.
It is alarming.
It just shows up in your ears.
Oh, man, what a weird week this has been. I mean, just weird. Like, for some reason last week, I know it was a shorter week and everything, but it seemed like it took longer. This week has flown by. I've got, I learned how to deliver a baby last night. For those of you who are, you know, not following on Instagram and all that kind of stuff, and Twitter, with the fire department, we have to do a lot of medical calls. So I'm taking all these medical classes and all that kind of stuff. So now, if any of you needs a baby delivered, I'm your guy.
Don't look at me,
we could be
bro.
Doing. We could be at a remote, like a broadcast, and somebody goes into labor. I'm there, good to go.
Already,
I am ready to go.
Does it come with a catcher's mask or
no? You know, it's funny, man. They showed, oh, man. I mean, I watched my kids all three get bornded, and. I don't want to have to do it for somebody else. I mean, it's crazy when you have to, you know, it's beautiful. Let me change it. It's beautiful when you have to, when you get the opportunity to watch your child be born. It is. It is kind of cool to see the first one and then you're, you know, messed up for a while. But
so's your wife.
But, you know, you don't know other people and you, that's very personal kind of thing. I don't know, man.
Speaking of, it's Zach's 18th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Zach.
Wow, really?
I could have
and
delivered
you. And
you
knew that? Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Really,
somebody texted him, or he saw it on Facebook.
No.
Is he on Facebook? Is that how you knew?
Is an 18-year-old on Facebook? No.
Oh.
He's not on Facebook.
Instagram?
He's on Instagram.
Is that where you saw it?
No. He's my son. I know how old he is and when it's his birthday.
What are you? Act indignant. You don't know his birthday.
I've changed.
You haven't changed. There's
a big
no way.
One.
Did he come to you last night and go, hey, Dad, by the way, tomorrow's my birthday?
No.
It was a week ago.
No.
So if you don't know this, D and his wife used to have birthday parties for their kids. It would be like 3.5 weeks, a month and a half later.
I was going to say it was a month in some cases.
Like, we're throwing a party for Zach's birthday. I thought his birthday was in September. It's like October the 20th. Yeah, well, we forgot. Yeah. He forgot, too.
We got busy. It wasn't that we forgot. It's that we got busy.
Yeah. So we're having a birthday party for him. It's just 6 weeks late, you know.
Well, we keep asking him, you know, what do you want to do? And he's like, nothing really. I mean, let's get together with your buds and we can go out to dinner and, you know, have a party. Well, okay, what do you want?
I think for my 18th birthday, I think I rented out the skating rink in my hometown.
That's pretty great.
And so because we had rented out, it was me and like 20 of my friends, and we had one of them take over the DJ booth and play all of our music, and we rented the place out for 2 hours. It was really silly and, you know, childish.
Were you always
but it was fun.
Jealous of your friend who could do the reverse skate?
I can
like,
do the
you know,
reverse
oh,
skate.
You can do that?
I can do that. Well, I'm not saying I can do it
I
now.
Can only do the couple skate because I needed someone to hold me up. I mean, that was terrible.
I could skate
terrible.
Pretty good when I was 100 pounds lighter than this. And then like 3 or 4 years ago, Amber that works here in the office convinced me to go roller skating. And I thought, why not? Oh, my. No, when you're this big, it is so hard to turn. And it is so hard to stop. Momentum is a real thing.
You went roller skating recently?
3 years ago, something like that.
Oh, well, that's still pretty recent.
You know what it's hard to do when you weigh over 300 pounds? Turn on wheels. It's hard.
More amazing that you had 20 friends.
You know, it's not that amazing. I'm pretty likable, as it turns out.
Yeah. I never had 20 friends, ever.
You didn't have 20 people in your high school class, probably.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm just making fun, because you're from a small town. So am I. So I can't
smaller
really make
than mine.
Yeah.
So 18 today, and you know, he wanted some stuff for his car, and so we're gonna do that. Some cash, and we're gonna do that.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's
giving
nice.
Him cash.
Yeah.
Nice. 18. What did you get for your 18th birthday? I mean, do you remember? I know exactly what I got.
Oh.
I got my airline ticket to fly to Guam.
Oh wow.
That was my birthday present. Huh. So It was cool.
That's huge.
Start the move.
You moved
right out of high school.
Yeah, wow.
So I was gone. I mean, it was weird.
Wow.
And the strange thing is like I had actually kind of moved out because I was working further down at a radio station down the way. So I'd moved out into an apartment for a little while. But that was weird. You know, like moving out the first time, I bawled like a baby. You know, I had my U-Haul in the back of the truck, and I was, it just was weird, man.
Why'd you move out?
Because I wanted to be on my own. I was like, man, I was an independent kid.
By the time I went to high school, I went to college for a year, and then after that, I went to Montana, moved. I was kind of out.
You never cried whenever you were leaving?
No.
It never hit me. I can't imagine D crying for months.
Man, I bawled. I was like, it hit me one day. I mean, I was driving, and I'm like, I'm never going to live at home anymore.
Oh, my God.
That was weird, man.
I wasn't the slightest bit upset when I moved out.
I was happy, but I still cried.
It was, I moved into the dorm at LSU. I was 2 weeks after my 18th birthday. I was totally in, man. Couldn't wait. Couldn't wait to get away. And it was the perfect distance from where I grew up. It was like an hour and 45-minute drive. So my parents could come to visit or I could go to visit, but they couldn't just show up on a whim.
Oh, nice.
You know?
Yeah, it was great.
So what else is going on this weekend for you guys?
I got our open house for the fire department. We're doing the fundraiser and all that kind of stuff. And I have a list of people. I'm going to thank some people. Earl Dibbles Jr., Granger Smith came up with some stuff. Craig Morgan donated some things. Brad Paisley, Jason Aldean. Brad Paisley's dad was a fireman. Did you know that?
Yeah, you told me the other day.
Jason Aldean, Kip Moore, John Rich, Dan and Shay, Devin Dawson, Cole Swindell, Dylan Scott, and Country Crafts. He's the guy. He made the – it's a big, giant – this is crazy. It is a big, humongous American flag made out of metal, like corrugated stuff that he's, I don't know how he does it, but it's beautiful. I'm going to take a picture, and I think I'll share it with you guys later.
I told Bubba I feel like they shouldn't use this stuff at the live silent auction at the
because there's only going to be a couple hundred people there.
Like I feel like you would get more money for the fire department if you put that online.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's,
if you opened it up to a bigger audience, you could see the prices go higher.
I would think. I don't know.
Maybe for next year. But
he's just trying to impress the captain by showing up with a bunch of stuff.
I'm not.
The other day, he brought people here to come see.
Did he? I didn't. Really?
They had been asking, like, hours. Hey, what's it like? And I said, hey, who wants to come with me?
Yeah, you know how that went.
Oh yeah.
You know exactly how that went.
What?
Well, we'll see you guys later.
That
hey,
you're
where y'all going?
To impress the other firefighters by showing up with a bunch of stuff.
Come on, let's go to the studio. Come on.
In 20 years, have you ever seen Bubba get this much stuff for anything?
No.
No, not even close.
Nope.
None of us all together have done this much stuff for anything.
I will explain why. The thing with the volunteer fire department is people don't realize that volunteer firemen and firefighters are literally volunteers. You don't get a dime. There are people that
turns out the word volunteer.
I think we all understand that. What are you talking about? You don't think people understand that?
I know you think that's crazy. Every day, Carson thinks that's hilarious.
Is dying
I'm just telling you.
Carson might have been thinking it to herself and was going to be kind enough to not.
No, I'm just telling you. There are people who don't realize it. They don't realize that when somebody shows up, you're going into diabetic shock and somebody shows up at your house to help you out. It's usually the firefighters first, and they don't get a dime for that. They get out of their bed at 2:30 in the morning to go and, save your barn or whatever's going on.
Yeah, we all get that.
For no money.
We understand that.
But what I was saying is, your budgets are limited, and when you need things around the firehouse, you have to raise money somehow. So, yeah, that's why I went and I got this together because I'm excited to be able to help out.
That's great.
Yeah.
We all see that.
And
I'm
some
just
people
saying,
don't
in 20
know that
years,
they don't get...
all of us put together have not
Never
gotten
seen
this
it.
Much stuff
nope.
for anything.
That means that you did the right thing by doing this. It means that you did the right thing by joining. Because you always wanted to do it, and so now you are, and you're excited about it.
I'm excited to be
able
to help.
You made the right thing.
I'm contributing, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing is, every one of us, even you, has some kind of way to contribute. And I'm saying that because Carson's like, what?
What did I do?
Even you. No, I mean, here's the thing. Whatever it is, like, I'll tell you what makes their day. And I'm not the one. I'm not a live-in. Like, they have some people that actually live at the firehouse. And they get so excited when people bring food. Like, I know that sounds kooky or whatever, but, like, some lady picked a bunch of tomatoes recently and showed up over there, and she was like, hey, I was thinking of you guys. I wanted to share some fresh-picked tomatoes, homegrown, that kind of thing. I mean, that goes a long way. And mm-hmm. It's an awesome small-town feel of, hey, we're all looking out for each other kind of deal. They had some people. They had a big party for football kicking off the season. And they brought a bunch of wings and fries and things like that. Like, they ordered big party platters and brought the leftovers to the fire station. I thought that was cool. People can be really awesome sometimes.
I still think you should put that stuff online.
Look at what happened yesterday in Boston with all those natural gas explosions.
Yeah.
I mean, that was insane. There's not enough firefighters to fight what they were doing. There was 40 or 50 homes all at once exploded.
Yeah.
And you're trying to contain, and they weren't just in one spot. They were scattered all over the city. So you're talking about being stretched thin, and, you know, it's people doing crazy stuff. And I'm sorry, and I'm not saying this just because I am now doing the firefighter thing, but these people run into burning buildings to try to save whatever they can for you. And a lot of them, again, like 80% almost of firefighters in America are volunteers. I mean, that's great. They do it for nothing. They're going to run into your house. That's, I don't know. To me, that's very commendable.
All right.
All right.
All right. Anything else that has to do with firefighting?
I have nothing to do with that.
Certified Tick Checkers.
Do your firefighter friends know that you're a certified tick checker?
Tick checker.
Oh, is that what it is?
Tick checker, man. Okay. Tick. There's a T in there somewhere.
Sure. All
right. Jeez. Anyway.
Yep.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to Zach, and I hope it goes well with your thing tomorrow. I'm going to try and drop by.
I might do
baseball.
a little live thing from there too.
No, I don't.
Like a Facebook Live or something.
I don't doubt that you will.
Or Instagram or whatever. What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. We're not making fun of you yet.
Oh, it's just
it's coming.
It's
but not yet.
It's nonstop, man.
It has been nonstop.
It
is
not.
Oh my God! All who think that Bubba talks about nothing else, please raise your hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. That's fine.
No, dude.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
Are you trying to say this is the new airplane thing?
No, God, this is way beyond airplane talk ever was.
See, but here's the thing. You didn't mind it whenever we did pilot talk because you and I are both pilots.
Because I wasn't in on it. So, yes, I did. I recall this being basically the same. So.
Is that what it feels like? I don't know because I'm on the inside. I can't look at it from 50,000 feet. Unless I was in an airplane, which can happen.
You know, like when your second grader learns the parts of the eyeball? And recites them to everybody that you know. Okay. Like, you have friends over.
I don't know that.
Have you not? Okay, like, I have friends who have kids in second grade, and I've heard about the eyeball about 6 times now.
Yeah.
That's you got a new toy. Yeah. You learned something new.
That's cool.
You're talking about it.
Don't think
it.
For a second that we don't think this is cool, but you talk about it a lot. We're in here with you.
You need some assistance with that sucking chest wound?
Yeah. We're in here with you for like 6-7 hours a day, locked in this tiny room.
I would like to shift the attention away from myself and congratulate Patrick and send best wishes to Vivica, because those of you who are listening exclusively on the podcast and don't get to listen to the radio show may not have heard. But Patrick got engaged.
I did.
Yay!
Congrats.
Yay. Now we're in full-on wedding planning mode, which is enough to make you want to beat your head against the wall. I asked for 3 weeks. I wanted 3 weeks
That's interesting. You've got to explain that, because like immediately she wanted to talk about plans and whatever.
No, but I just finished planning this big secret thing and got all her family and friends to show up and went and bought a ring and did all this while lying to her so she wouldn't know about it and keeping secrets and planning all this. And I don't want to plan a wedding Now, I would like a break. I would like 3 weeks where we can just be engaged and nothing else. I don't know when we're getting married. I don't know how we're getting married. I don't have any details for you, but I didn't get 3 weeks. She gave me 10 days, so I got like 3 days left.
Well, that's nice. I think that's awesome. I mean, you know, just to be able to enjoy it for a minute. Instead of having to worry about what colors, because as soon as that starts, it's endless.
The date, like, is apparently harder than I don't know that it used to be this way, but at least to get married in Nashville, where their event spaces are booked up a year in advance, you got to pick a date.
Are.
Yeah, you got to pick a date that you kind of like. Then you got to pick some venues that you kind of like, and then you got to see if any of those venues have an opening on that date. And if they don't, you got to pick another date or another venue. And I'm like,
that you don't really like at a place you don't really
want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Here, dude, just let her take care of everything.
Can we go to Vegas?
That's
and have Elvis marry us? Because I like Elvis. I mean, I do.
But she's never been married before. She doesn't want to do that.
I know.
What if you guys did a destination? Because that way nobody has to go.
Or what if we did a cruise and we invite listeners?
You can bring the parents and grandparents.
We could do a cruise. It could be like the celebration of Patrick's marriage cruise. And people would go.
And we sell it on the air.
Yes.
And we sell tickets.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's the saddest part is it sounds like a really good idea.
I mean,
but no.
I mean,
we could
get
all get
for.
Stumbly drunk because think about it. The wonderful thing about a cruise is nobody has to drive.
And we can do a stage show every night.
Hey, you know what else? I don't know that I want to be stuck on a boat with you guys on my honeymoon.
We have an inn.
Really
we have
think.
An inn,
I have
fellas.
The inns. I don't
Killer
do
Bees
this.
Who works on a cruise ship. We could totally piggyback with him.
Yeah, and I know all the people that run all the country music cruises and all that stuff, and that's great, and I don't want to do that.
Kind of cheapens it.
All right, Vivica gets seasick, so that would be the worst idea ever.
That would be the best idea.
Yeah, don't wear sick.
How's your bride-to-be? Well, she's in the room right now with vertigo. She's fine. It'll be fine. I'm out here drinking whiskey with you guys. No, let's not do that.
Well...
there's nothing I can think of that Big D would less rather do than be trapped on a boat with all of us for a week. Oh my!
He wouldn't have.
He can't
anywhere.
Disappear.
Yeah, I was gonna say he wouldn't have anywhere to go, like to run to.
Whatever you guys do, it'll be great.
Yeah.
She'll plan it out and just be supportive of her because remember she hasn't been married before.
I know it's
about a big
her.
Deal, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm trying to be supportive as I can.
Yeah. And if you guys ever need somebody to deliver a baby, I'm your guy.
Call a doctor.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. In an emergency, we'll call you.
In an emergency.
Bubba was in a class for 2 hours last night and now says and claims openly that he knows how to deliver a baby.
The state says I am free and clear to go and deliver a baby. Yeah.
I could pull my phone up to a YouTube page and watch it on my way home in traffic.
Yes, but you won't have that certification from the state that says you can now do it. He does.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. He's pretty good with Photoshop. You can make yourself a little certificate.
Yeah, we can get you a little certificate that says that.
You got gold foil. I'll get you a stamp.
Yeah.
Does that happen often?
I think we just turned the corner. I think we turned the corner from where we were trying not to make fun of Bubba talking about being a firefighter to where we're just all in now.
No, I think I really do think it's awesome.
I still think it's awesome. I'm also going to make fun of you now.
Do they say how many, is that a common thing?
What, having?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it would be
too common. No. The baby stuff doesn't, firefighters delivering babies doesn't happen that often. Like the other day, we were doing a class and a call came in and it was a baby on the side of the road. And the chief was like, "See you guys later. Y'all do what you have to do. Figure out, teach yourselves, read the book. I'm going to deliver a baby because I've never had this opportunity."
Wow.
So he ran out and delivered a baby.
Really?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So he's been doing this for decades, and like that was his first one. So yeah, I mean, it's not something you use a lot, but if you need to, it's there, and you have the opportunity and the education. It's cool.
Well, that's pretty, yeah. Well, so it's very rare then, obviously. All right, Carson, you got your
Ole Miss. God! Oh my God!
What?
Oh, I was hoping we were gonna get through.
No!
I'm getting there.
What?
I just remembered what day it is.
I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, D. Let me just sit here like a happy school child.
Yeah. So, Carson, your home state of Connecticut and city of
Cheshire.
Worcestershire sauce.
Like the cat. Cheshire.
Cheshire,
cat.
Connecticut. It must be very excited today to know that it is James Vanderbeek Day.
It's James Woo! Vanderbeek Day.
And
happy Vanderbeek Day to you.
Are there parades going on?
I can't imagine why there wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I'm sure schools are shut down. I'm sure Dodd Middle School is hanging a plaque right now.
Oh, wow.
If get Mr. those... Wiley is still alive, I'm sure he's doing the dedication.
Get those kids doing those weird things with the ribbons around a pole. You know, they dance the around
maypole.
In the circle. Yeah, I'm sure you guys are all doing that. Because today is the best day of the year besides
James
Christmas.
James Vanderbeek Day.
James Vanderbeek Day is today because it was this on this day that we learned that Carson hates James Vanderbeek because they went to school together. He always wanted to be the best, character at the church play.
He always got to be Joseph.
Always got to be Joseph.
He was broke, man.
Until, do you remember that day when your mom stood up and said, you know what?
No. No, Vanderbeek.
Not this
today.
Year. Not this time.
Not this Christmas.
You Vanderbeeks need to take a back seat.
You need to Vandersit.
And so he wasn't. Who was it? What did he play that year?
I'm not sure they were in it.
He found out he was a shrub
like
and said,
Mom
Mm-mm.
boycotted.
If you're new, podcast number 126, exactly 2 years ago today, September the 14th, 2016. That's podcast 126. If you'd like the full on us learning about James Vanderbeek and Carson and the joy, the happiness that continued from that point, I consider it one of the 10 greatest things that's ever happened
ever.
On this show or
ever.
Podcast
oh,
ever.
Boy.
It was so much fun. We had so much fun that day.
What episode again?
126.
Okay.
Podcast 126, James Vanderbeek Day. I, once again, Carson doesn't know this, last week, I think Wednesday or Thursday, sent an email out to all of my friends who help book guests from TV shows and other things outside of country music. shout out to Art Sears and the Art Sears Company and some other people that do this stuff for us. And I tried to get an interview, even over the phone, with James Vanderbeek.
No.
And lucky for Carson, once again,
just stop
James
trying.
Vanderbeek.
I don't want to talk to
James
him.
James Vanderbeek is not coming
on the
show yet.
We know you don't want to, but you
need
to.
It is a one-sided fight.
It is, yeah, James
this is
Vanderbeek
not Hatfields
does not
and McCoys.
No. That's right.
It's not an active dispute. It's like the Vanderbeeks are over there living their little life. James with his five kids. Like, yes. I don't know, whatever.
Remember the time that Carson thought that James Vanderbeek was on the hotline?
Oh, yes.
My goodness. One of the best things
that's
ever happened.
Play the part of the Vanderbeek, the Vander King, and it was pretty epic. I mean, she was panicking.
Oh, so
like you
I
could...
did. I tried to leave.
Oh, I know. I blocked the door. It was so great.
But you're not the only one that doesn't, right?
Correct.
Oh, there's a bunch of people in your hometown.
Yeah,
that are
because
not.
When you guys tricked me and told me that Vanderbeek was going to be calling in, I posted something about it on Facebook. And I had a slew of folks that I grew up with sending me messages like, you need to do this. You need to take this one for Cheshire.
Call him.
You need to do. I mean, it was like the rallying cry of my high school class. Like, I'm messaging my best friend that I grew up with, and she's like, can you quit this job? Do you really want to work there? This is awful. Can you, like, isn't this against the Geneva Convention? Like, it was all
we were terrible human beings for getting Vanderbeek on the
That's
show.
That's what certain folks in my hometown, I guess, also have those memories of him. It's not just me. I just happen to be the one with the microphone.
Does your town, Cheshire, Connecticut, does it have a sign that says the home of?
I'm very worried about that because I have not been back in years. However, I believe if it existed, I would have heard about it. So
okay, I'm going to
there.
Cheshire, Connecticut on my next vacation to take a picture in front of the home of James Vanderbeek sign. Just so
it's
that
a very
I can
convenient
post it
drive
on, social media.
On 91 South from Bradley International
if
Airport.
If you are listening to this and you are near Cheshire, Connecticut, Find out if they have a sign. I want to see
it. Hold on. I'll message. Or maybe, you want me to like message people right now?
It would be great if they had a museum.
Where's Megan? She'll know.
It would be great if they had the James Vanderbeek Museum.
You just call it the Vanderbeek because it already sounds like a museum. Yeah. You know? Where are you going? We're going to the Vanderbeek. See all the Dawson's Creek memorabilia.
We're going to the VDB.
Yeah. And see, they have his jersey from Varsity Blues there.
Oh, so dude. Mox is a fox.
Have you ever seen Varsity Blues?
Yes.
You have.
Varsity Blues is one of the greatest.
It is a good movie.
Movies.
Can you not?
It's one of the greatest movies.
It is one of the greatest
have
movies.
Have you seen Maverick? I mean, come on.
I'm just saying, Varsity Blues is one of the greatest movies
okay.
ever.
Okay. Yep, right up there with Citizen Kane.
No, Varsity
sure.
Blues. Varsity Blues, except for the part, like I let my kids watch it, but then they have to cover their eyes when they go to the establishment with the teacher.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So I make.
Amazingly
those.
Enough. I don't have it committed to memory, so no, I'm not aware of that scene. I don't recall it.
No,
so
that
great.
Movie came out in like the 90s.
It's one of the
right?
greatest
it's like
movies.
20 years old.
It really is, and that's the. I don't care what I never watched Dawson's Creek, so I was never a James Vanderbeek dude. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand any of the Dawson references, but Varsity Blues was epic.
But was it epic because of him?
No, it was a
great
movie.
Because you had like Paul
movie.
Walker and like the fat kid that's dead now.
Billy Bob.
Yeah, thank you. Him. You had the really hot chick, Allie somebody.
Yeah.
In it. Yeah, everybody loved her. That's why I'm like, I'm just not sure. The only thing everybody remembers about him is that he has a terrible Southern accent. He's trying to do Texas. I don't want your life. Okay.
I don't want your life.
Your life.
That's the best. That
go
commercial.
Back to Cheshire, honey. Let me get you a dialect coach while you're there.
Oh, so great. Listen to all the hate. Listen to it just oozing out of her.
Anyway, well, this is a very big day, and we're excited that you we
How
can
are we
celebrate,
celebrate
with you.
James Vanderbeek Day.
There
year?
Are cupcakes. We have cupcakes in the other room.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
You want to go get a James Vander cupcake?
No. Yeah.
Would you like to celebrate by bring him on in?
Come on,
in. Come on, James.
Vanderbeek.
Dude, if that door opened and James Vanderbeek walked in
and the
in
door
here.
Opened at all, Carson, would be a little. I'm telling you right now.
I was telling you, I might have told this on the podcast 2 years ago, but I was out with a friend of mine last night, and Vanderbeek somehow, I think we were talking about, my parents were in town for my birthday.
A friend from back home?
No, friend of mine, a current friend, but my parents were in town for my birthday, and my mother happened to mention that Vanderbeek was in the news for something. And I mentioned to my friend that my mom brought up Vanderbeek. I'm like, you know, even all these years later, like we're still talking about them. It's ridiculous. And I was explaining to her that when I worked at 30 Rock, which is the home of NBC Studios in New York City, Rosie O'Donnell's show used to be out of there. Like she rented the studio. And everybody there knew that I knew James and I didn't particularly care for him. And they booked him on Rosie. And I get this flurry of messages that they're like, hey, guess what? You're doing green room duty. We are going to have you be James Vanderbeek's personal attendant.
Oh, wow. They did that on purpose?
They did it on purpose.
And because, they knew that you didn't get along.
Yeah, that was why everybody thought it was hysterical.
So you call in sick that day?
I called in sick that week.
Oh, wow.
I flew to Mississippi for a week. So there was no way I could come in. I'm like, you know what? Sorry. I'm on vacation. I'm going to visit friends of mine from college. Bye.
That's why you will get no warning when I do book James Vanderbeek. And just be like, hey, Carson, can you come into the studio for a minute? Sure. And just come in and boom, there he'll be. Just...
By the side note, your old Miss Rebels are going to get crushed tomorrow.
That's not going to be fun. We're on probation anyway, so like, I don't know. Football season doesn't matter this year.
Hey, what but you got a new mascot.
What is the Cheshire mascot?
The Ram.
Are you kidding me? Didn't we talk? Did we discuss
except,
this before?
Well, like, James went to the he went to the academy in town, so he was a Cheshire Cat. But we were the Cheshire Rams.
Okay,
Cheshire
that's what I was going to ask is why didn't Cheshire somebody do the
cats?
Cheshire Cat?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Somebody had to be the Cheshire Cat.
What did they change the Ole Miss mascot? It's not the Rebel anymore?
They went from the Rebel to the Black Bear, so they got rid of Colonel Reb.
Because it was racist?
They're still the Rebels.
Yeah, we're
the
Rebels, but we're not Colonel Reb.
Yeah.
So then we had the Ole Miss Black Bear, because supposedly there are black bears in northern Mississippi. Sure. And now they have gotten rid of the Black Bear, and we are the Land Sharks. So we have Tony the Land Shark on the field.
Oh, my gosh. Is that good? or no?
Why didn't you guys just go full left shark?
It's a step up. Well, because we were the land shark defense, so we put our little hands on our head. Our land sharks.
Yeah.
but it's my biggest problem with the land shark is that his name is Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like we got like some, we got a shark from the Bronx who showed up. We got Tony up in here. He's gonna make you some gnocchi, and then he's gonna go cream your offense. Like,
do you think they were playing off of like Lone Shark?
No.
Tony the Lone Shark, so they're like, well, he's a land shark.
No, the land shark defense has been in place since.
No, but I'm saying like Tony.
Tony, where's Tony coming
it's
from?
It's Tony the Lone Shark.
Who's the Lone Shark? Oh, you mean like.
Yeah, like from every.
Like a gangster?
Yeah.
No, I don't know where they got Tony from. I don't know if they voted on it or what, but no. Yeah.
That's a horrible name.
Agreed. I don't know what you call a shark.
Larry. Larry the land shark.
It could have been Jabberjaw. I don't know.
That one's taken.
But, well, like, nobody's watched that cartoon in years. Yeah, I don't know.
Land shark.
Land shark.
Certified tick checkers.
Well, enjoy that beating tomorrow.
If you're listening and you have Twitter, please send out a tweet, tag Carson on air, Carsen on air, and hashtag James Vanderbeek Day.
Happy James Vanderbeek Day.
Yes, happy Vanderbeek Day.
All together, one hashtag, James Vanderbeek Day.
Bonus points if you can actually tag James Vanderbeek, too.
Yeah, he's at James Vanderbeek, just so you know. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think he is. I think he's like,
hold on, I'll tell you what it is.
I don't think it's that hard.
Not that hard.
I've told you, he and I have a friend in common. So occasionally I'll comment on a friend of mine's picture and then, like, Vanderbeek.
Vander James. At Vander James is his Twitter. So please go ahead. Tweet out, listen to the Big D and Bubba podcast today for hashtag James Vanderbeek Day.
I don't want your life.
We talked about earlier this week on the radio show that it was going to be, and then today, all day, none of us remembered to mention. I'm so mad at myself.
That's why we sat here quietly with my head down.
You know, and here's
I was hoping it was going
sitting
to,
here, well, I was egging say,
here's
us
the,
on
for, here's
to
the
talk
way to
more
remember
about
it.
Firefighter stuff and whatever
here's the
else.
Way to remember it from here on out.
It's the day after Carson's
it's
birthday.
It's the day after Carson's birthday, so you're we lucky. Always remember that. The
next,
gift that keeps on giving.
Off of Facebook.
Next year, it's a Saturday.
Yes, it is.
So
yeah.
We will have to, it'll be the observance of James Vanderbeek Day on Carson's birthday, which will be a Friday
better.
For podcast day.
It will also be a Friday the 13th.
Even better.
Friday the 13th, Carson's birthday, and James Vanderbeek Day observed.
The stars are aligning, man. Everything's coming together.
Sure is. All right, everyone have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. And thanks, O'Reilly Auto Parts, sponsoring the podcast. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices.
Yes,
day.
Go tweet now. Hashtag James Vanderbeek Day. Yes.
And at Carson on Air. Carsen.
Okay.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay because it's James Vanderbeek Day on the radio.
James Vanderbeek Day.
It was James Vanderbeek Day.
It was.
I'm sorry. I am sorry.